You're listening to NPR Music's coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. To find more concert coverage, including interviews, photographs, and blog posts, go to npr.org/Newport Folk.
All right, friends, we're ready to go here. Got a special treat for you. I had the good fortune to meet this fella back in 1963 when he was working with Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. And I've known him ever since, and I watched him come up from that, and he went back to home to Pennsylvania and started his own band, and then he had a family, and his two boys are in the band. They've gotten so many awards of Grammys and the Bluegrass Entertainers of the Year, and he is as good as it gets, my good friend, Del McCurry.
If you don't want me, taking me for granted was your first mistake. And that was the beginning of my last heartache. Then you added insult to my injury when you started treating me just as you
a fellow playing the mandolin, and he won the Mandolin Player of the Year award 8 years in a row one time. A little hand for Ronnie McCurry. You want to see? Thank you, Dad. Thank you, folks. A pleasure to be here today. Thank you very much. I'd like to pick a little mandolin number and get things started off here with a tune that I wrote. I'll send this out to my mother and father-in-law from Massachusetts, Gordon and Jean Bliss. This tune is entitled Quicksburg Rendezvous. Thank you. Well, I'm going to keep right on moving along here and introduce everybody to you, and then after that we'll do a request if you've got one. But right now, how about a little hand for our banjo picker? His name is Rob McCurry. Huh?
Thank you.
again, the mother from Nashville.
Nashville Cats play clean as country water.
Nashville Cats
play wild as Mountain Dew.
Nashville Cats
been playing since eggs, baby.
Nashville Cats
get perfect for that too.
When heard a couple of sounding tunes on a tube and it blasted me sky high. Then the record man said everyone is yellow, some record from Nashville. And up north there ain't nobody buys them, and I said, but I will. And it was
Nashville Cats
playing clean as country water.
Nashville Cats
playing wild as Mountain Dew.
Nashville Cats
been playing since eggs, baby.
Music and their mothers from Nashville.
Nashville Cats
play clean as country water.
Nashville Cats
play wild as Mountain Dew.
Those Nashville Cats
been playing since eggs, baby.
All them Nashville Cats
get hurt before that too.
A tune that John Sebastian wrote, and don't tell him I forgot the first verse if you see him, okay? Are y'all ready for a fiddle tune? All right. How about a little hand for Jason Carter on the fiddle?
Thank you.
We've got one more guy to introduce to you, and he plays the bass in the band, and we're going to get him to sing you a song right now. A little hand for Alan Bartram. You want to?
Thank you, everybody. It's an honor to be back here again. It was about 4 years ago, I guess, I just started with the band, and I'm glad to be back here again. I didn't realize I was that funny. This one's called Kentucky Waltz. Beneath the beautiful harvest moon, and I was the boy that was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, sit here alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace in the beautiful Kentucky.
Thank you.
But then there's those who want it all, and enough is never enough. Some kind of disease, a thing called greed. And it feeds on those who need the money most in Moneyland. Oh, and it's funny, you got the money in Moneyland. Money, 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 money. More, 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 more. Money, 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 money. Oh, and it's so funny, and you got the money in that song. A lot of you folks may know him. He's passed away now, but his name is John Harrell from New York City. And you folks know John Harrell? He wrote that song, yeah. And also Gillian Welch and David Rawlins helped us with that album, and they did some great singing on that. Well, let's see now. You know, I said a while ago we'd do some requests if you've got some. Oh, 40 Acres and a Fool? What else we got? All right. Okay, we'll do all those. Have we got time? I don't know. I doubt it. Let's do 40 Acres and a Fool first, all right?
But now he's trying to wreck my life.
his new Hummer. I tell my kids don't walk to school. Took out my mailbox, squashed a possum. 40 acres and a ooh. Cause he's got one of every two. Install a laptop on his Bobcat, then drove it right into the pool. I never see his hands get dirty, and I'm not jealous as a rule. Can't get used to living next to, you guessed it, 40 acres and a boo. He goes to Cancun in the winter. I get relief for a week or two. Then he's back here with a vengeance. He winds and dines them on the weekend. What's this country coming to? 40 acres and a boo.
Thank you. I know none of you folks have a neighbor like that, but I do. I've got one like that, yeah. Good friend of ours out in California wrote that by the name of Joe New, and so we get a lot of requests for it. Let's see now, who else got a request out there?
I had a Maui.
What was that?
I had a Maui.
Oh, Vincent, I heard that. High on the mountain, Vincent. Wait a minute. Let's do the Vincent first, you want to? This is written by Richard Thompson, you know. Is he here this year, you folks know? Well, we were here one year, and he was here, and the folks was requesting that song, and I said, no, no, that's Richard's song. We got to wait and let him do that, you know, because he does it so good. But, you know, we eventually had to do it, so. And he liked our version of it. He told us he did, yeah. But this is about a motorcycle and about black leather. Any of you folks ever ride? Oh, you, some of you, not many. I used to, but I almost killed myself. I quit. But the best part about this song is the red-headed girl. A girl could feel special on any such light. Said Jean to Aunt Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And down to Knoxville they did ride. Said Jeep, shoot at Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. Well, I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Now I'm 21 years, I might be 22, and I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride.
And Guy Clark were just on here a while ago, and I got to hear him. Did you enjoy him? I did. Yeah. Well, you know, I've never recorded one of Guy Clark's songs, but I did do a Verlin song, and I didn't tell him lately, but I just recorded one, and it'll be out this fall. He don't know that. I'll tell him after a while. But this is one that Verlin Thompson wrote, and we're going to get Ronnie to sing it for you. How about that?
Take a drink of it, roll good old hobo. miss you, Daddy.
We'd like to do a little gospel tune right now, but I tell you what, we want to get a good friend of ours up here in a few minutes, so don't nobody run off now. Oh, is there another show over there somewhere? Well, I guess some folks like the other show. I don't know who's on. Maybe I'll go look at it myself. We've got a gospel album out, and this is one of the numbers on it. It's a quartet number. Hope you enjoy it. City four square, and the faith and the love of God, I surely will enter there. When some bright tomorrow, with the saints I send, I'll put on a crown and walk around all over God's promised land.
Oh, what glory! Oh, what a wonderful day! I'll join the song in the blood bought strong while the ages.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Well, you know, we're a little short on time. We'll do some more gospel for you, but I'd like to introduce a guy and get him up here to play one with us. He is at the Preservation Hall down there in New Orleans, the Jazz Music Hall. And he's a good friend of ours, and we've recorded with him and also his band, and we're going to probably travel a little bit together here pretty soon. Let's give a great big hand to Ben Jaffe. We're going to do a little tune now where we can all play, including me. They're going to let me play on this. Much, but I know Ben knows it. He can do it. That's one entitled Learning the Blues.
Tables are empty, the dance floor deserted. You play the same love song, it's the 10th time you've heard it. your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoe. When you feel your heart break, you're early in the blues. Cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track. When you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoe. When you feel your heart break,
go to the Preservation Hall down there and you'll see the whole band. They're great, man. They have some great horn players and bass player and piano player and just anything. Now, we've only got time for about one more song, so we're going to do something fast. What you think we should do?
Milwaukee.
What?
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, that's slow. I do it, but it's really slow, you know.
And
folks might go to sleep while I'm singing it, you know.
What are they going to do fast?
Yeah. How about Rawhide? Would you like to hear that? That's a little quick, isn't it?
Thank you.
come back up?
Thank you, folks. We thought you might be sick of us, but now... You're a great audience, I'll tell you. You know, we don't know what to do. We thought maybe we'd do something... That lady wanted to hear what made Milwaukee famous. I know what that was that made Milwaukee famous. But we better do something. I don't know. Howlin' Mountain, maybe we should do that. That was one of my first records, and... It was written by a great friend of mine, Olabelle Reed Campbell, her name was, and she gave me that song. She said, now you do it up on your own fashion, back around 1970, I think that was. High on the mountain. Down below, they were green just as far as I could see. And my memory returned, I'll have a heart and yearn for you and day that used to be. To me. Used to be.